Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume from Your Home Sold Guaranteed. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff happening in Central Florida, which I think is what we say almost every week. But, you know, the bottom line is that there really is. I mean, there is so much going on when it comes to new home construction, to resales, to, all kinds of things that are going on out there, whether you're a first-time buyer, whether you're a move-up, whether you want to move to a new home, whether you're downsizing or just moving to the area at all, or if you're an investor. I mean, there are a ton of opportunities that are out there for anybody in whatever way that you want to, you know, do real estate out there in the residential realm. There's a lot of opportunities. And part of it comes because there are so many people moving to Central Florida. And so there's a lot of opportunities. I mean, everywhere you turn around, you see building going on, construction. And that's all good, you know, for our economy, and it's all good for the area and everything. And then it's good for real estate, too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, they say 1 million people are moving here a year. So, you know, that's bringing
to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it's bringing, obviously, more homes are needed, you know, whether it's apartments, condos, I mean, everything. They're building everything that they can. So, I mean, why not take advantage of it if you can?
No, absolutely. And so there's a lot of opportunities and everything. I know that you just met with the guy this week that's an investor that he's looking to, knows that this market's good. I mean, it's like if you can set it up so that you've got somebody else building an asset for you is basically what it is, because there you might put the down payment down. So you might have just a little bit of a payment that you make initially on the deal. And then what happens after that is that the payments are usually made by somebody else, you know, who's renting it out. And so, you know, you might have an asset that's a, you know, say it's a $300,000 asset that you have that maybe you only put like $60,000 down. If you put 20% down on it, then somebody else is going to actually be paying that other $240,000 for you over time. And so, you know, you have a totally win-win situation.
Yeah.
So you made that 60 become, you know, 240 or become 300 without ever, you know, sometimes putting another dime into it and everything. And then you've got the appreciation and everything else that goes on with it, too. So it's really is a really good investment when it comes down to it. And that's why so many people do it. And I was talking to somebody this week that I had seen this thing that was explaining about banks and how banks operate and all of those kinds of things. And banks actually don't hold on to our money. They actually invest the money, and they're required to keep so much of it, you know, liquid and with them and everything. But what they invest in is that they invest in real estate and they invest in businesses. And so, you know, nobody can argue the fact that banks are successful. And that's what they do. And so it's kind of a clue that that's the same thing that all of us should do, is that we should invest in real estate and businesses and everything, too. And it's a great way to
make your money grow. Exactly.
Exactly.
Like you said earlier on the last week's, you were saying something like with CDs and stuff like that. I mean, the return is just not there.
Right.
You know, like maybe it was before, but it's like, why not? If you can invest in, you know, make it work, go for it.
Right. Absolutely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we've got a free report, as we do every week, and this is how to sell your home by owner. And you might think that, well, that's kind of unique that we would be doing that. But basically, you know, it's like our goal is to help everybody in whatever way that we can. So our free report this week is how to sell your own home. if you'd like a copy of it, because there's going to be a lot of information that we're going to give you, is 833-535-8081, extension 1017. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1017. And you don't have to speak to anybody. You just leave your email address or address and we'll get it right off to you. No obligation or anything like that. But, you know, that's what it is. But if you are selling your own home, the number one thing that you need to do is you need to price it right. This comes whether you're selling your own home or whether, you know, you're allowing us to assist you with it and that kind of thing. You need to price it right because you're going to get the most amount of money when you price it right. The reason is because if you overprice it, you know, you're going to eliminate some people from even looking at it. And if you don't have the most people looking at it, it's like supply and demand. You're not going to have the people in there that you want to have happen, you know, that you want to have in there in order to create the demand so that you get the top dollar for it. So you definitely want to make sure that you're pricing your properties right. The number two thing that you want to do is you want to prepare your home for sale. We can't emphasize this enough that you definitely want to make sure that you're putting that best foot forward. And so many times, you know, the house that we're living in, it's our house. So it's like got our stamp on it the way that we would have it and everything. But you have to make it so that it is a house that is available for a lot of people. You know, I was meeting with a guy a week or so ago and, you know, his house is great and all of that kind of thing. But in there, there was a room that was bright red. I mean, it was like, it was red, burgundy, very deep color and everything. And so, you know, I suggested to the guy that they actually paint that room because in doing that and neutralizing it, you know, it makes the average buyer go, okay, well, I can do whatever I want to with this. Mm-hmm. I can paint it whatever color I want. And maybe they'll paint it that deep, deep red again. But if it's not that buyer that wants that color, they look at it and go, oh my gosh, this is going to be so much work, you know, getting that to a color
they
where I can paint
signs
it over.
Yeah. Right from the beginning.
And work. And that's not something that they want. And one thing that I think is very critical in today's market in Central Florida is that it is so important to have to have your houses in show ready, because you are competing with a lot of investors. There are some flippers out there and that they're doing things. And so those flipper houses, I mean, they look like a brand new house. You've got brand new houses that you're competing against. And so when you've got your unique spin on it, that you're limiting your audience to maybe 5 or 10% because you're unique, you know, that's limiting your home to that many people too. And you definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you prepare your home for sale is one of the ways that you do that.
Definitely. I mean, just like, you know, we talked about it before. I mean, just tidying up and things like that go a long way. But, you know, buyers are looking at dollar signs. So just by doing those few little tweaks, I mean, you've enjoyed it the whole, you know, while you've been there.
Right.
Now it's somebody else to enjoy it. And like you said, I mean, even if they were to come back in and repaint it, you know, maybe the first 10 people aren't going to like that color.
Right.
But now we've lost 10 people, you know, over a can of paint per se. So you really want it to put your foot, you know, your best foot forward.
Uh-huh.
When you're showing your house and everything like that.
Absolutely. The third thing that we have here is preparing yourself with all necessary legal documentation. So when you go to sell your house, you know, even though you may not be using a realtor, you're going to do it on your own. You know, there are certain things that you still have to do, you know, like you have to disclose certain things about the house that you know about it, you know, need to know that your mortgage payoff is, because that's going to affect how much money is going to end up in your pocket. There are buyers cost sheets that they're going to have that they might request money from you, and you need to know how that's going to affect you. We'll finish up this in the next segment. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. excuse me, again, 407-566-2555. So we were talking about how to sell your own home, and we have this free report if you're interested. It's a lot of information, so if you want us to send you the report, it's 833-535-8081, and it's extension 1017. You don't have to speak to anybody. You could just leave us your address or email address, and we'll send it to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1017. And we're in the middle, in the last segment, of talking about preparing yourself with all the necessary legal documentation. So we were talking about the seller's disclosure, which tells all the things that you know that are going on with the home. The mortgage payoff, knowing how much you're going to have to pay the lender, is obviously a big thing that you would want to know when it comes to that decision. Knowing, you know, when you do get a contract, that what's going to happen with that deposit, because it can't go to the seller. Mm-hmm. Usually it needs to go to a third party. The buyer cost sheet, so that you know that if there's different costs that they're going to come that are going to affect you from the buyer, you need to know that. You obviously need to have a contract because you want to make sure that everything's going well with that. The loan application and that whole process. And I guess that, you know, really, you know, when we're talking about these legal forms that are here that we're going on, you know, like the loan application and stuff. I mean, that's one of the things that really, as a seller, you don't necessarily get too involved in when your house is being sold, because we're really handling all that stuff back behind mm-hmm. the scenes to make sure that the loan is going as it's supposed to be. In the contract that we have, it says that the people that are buying the house, once everything's all signed, they have 5 days to apply for a loan. And so you need to make sure that those things happen. And there's a lot of little days like that that are in the contract that we keep track of, that we make sure that happen, so that, you know, the seller's in compliance with the contract, as the buyer, to make sure that everything's going the way that it should be. So another one is a property profile fact sheet. If you're going to be, you know, selling your home, I mean, you're going to want to be letting, you know, people know facts, and want to make sure that that's accurate. A closing and settlement statement to make sure that everything is right on that. Personal property. This is a big thing that, when you're selling your home, you know, it's always everything that's attached to the walls. And these days, there's a lot of TVs that are attached to the walls. And so, you know, it's like, and there's always been pictures and stuff like that. So I kind of look at it like a picture. I don't expect to include the TVs. But if your buyer is expecting the TVs, I mean, that needs to be included, mm-hmm. you know, on the contract. And if you're, you know, expecting to take your TVs, you want to make sure that that's included on the contract, so there's no gray area at the end, because the last thing you want to do is be ready to move out of your house tomorrow. You've taken down the TVs, and then the buyer's coming through for their walkthrough, and they're like, where's the TVs? I'm not going to close until I get them back. You know, that's not the time that you want to be handling that stuff. You want to be handling that stuff way at the beginning. So you want to make sure that you've got all that kind of good stuff done. And then the property survey and the plot plan, making sure that's okay. Anything that you're excluding from the sale, which kind of goes into that TVs that we were talking about, and then any kind of representation that you have by different people to make sure. So all of those things just come down under the legal things when you're going to sell your own home. So you want to make sure that you've got all of those things covered. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio, with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. The next thing, if you're trying to sell your home, and we're only on number four, is you want to make sure that you want to market your home effectively.
Definitely.
And that comes down to the pictures. It comes down to the description. And I was speaking to somebody recently, and what a gentleman had told me is that he said, you know, I realize that most people don't care about the construction of the home. And the bottom line is, it is so true.
Yeah.
They care what it looks like. they don't care about all of the other things that you've got involved in it. And I know I'm dealing with another person. I mean, I'm working with them, and you know, they've done a lot of construction things that are very unique to them, but very good for the, you know, it's like nothing that anybody's going to go, oh, I don't want that in my house, but they're all things that are hidden and covered, mm-hmm. and everything. And for the average buyer, they don't care. You know, they want to know that the rooms work. They want to know that the flow of the property works. They want to see what it looks like. You know, they want to make sure they have a sound structure. But outside of that, I mean, they're good. They can get good insurance. Everything's going fine. I mean, that's what the bottom line is.
It's funny because, you know, some homes that we show, you know, that I show, they'll say, I'll say, oh, well, they've got like, you know, I think it's some kind of concrete board. I can't remember what, Bimini board or something like that. Bobby board, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, well, they've used this on the outside. And they're like, oh, I don't care. You know what I mean? It's like they could, like you said, care less if they used the plywood stuff instead of
the hardy board.
The hardy board. Thank you. That's where I was going with it.
Yeah.
You know, or little things like that. So, like, you know, some people have spent more money on a hardy board versus like the
vinyl or
the vinyl or planks or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, you know, but it's like a better quality. It looks better, things like that. But yeah, like they said, they don't really care. They care more about what is going on, like what it looks like or what's on the inside versus, you know, what materials are used on the outside.
Yeah. And a lot of sellers, you know, they concentrate on all of those items that mm-hmm. they've done that they thought were very important for them to put in. And they were and they are. I'm not discounting that at all. But when it comes to a buyer in marketing your home, like they don't care, you know, like saying that you've got an AC unit. Well, everybody expects you to have an AC
yep.
unit, you know?
Yeah.
And so
just because you went top of the line and you spent 10 grand instead of 6 grand or something like that, you
yeah.
know what I mean? They're expecting it to come back to them, sometimes double or something,
yeah.
you know? And for, yeah, it's just, I mean, that was a preference that you chose at that time, but I don't see that it's going to get anything more for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to, and like, so you've got a central vac, for example. Well, a lot of people don't even know what a central vac is. You know, some people don't. And then the other thing is that they don't care. It's not something that's going to make them buy the home. So that's not something that you want to advertise necessarily.
Mm-mm.
You know, obviously the people that know what it is and they want it, I mean, it's one thing, but that's such a small segment that it's really an emotional purchase. And
definitely.
So it's an emotional way that you have to market it. And so you need to make sure. And you know, so we have our ways of doing that, obviously. The next thing that's on our list is really, really important for all sellers, and it's to remain objective during the showing of your home. And again, you know, it's like, it's your home, we understand, we get it, but you can't take it personal when somebody doesn't like something or they say they're going to change something or anything like that. It's not your house. I remember there was one seller that we sold their house and they had moved from New Jersey or something like that in a non-HOA, known homeowners association area. And the people and their realtor had told them to go ahead and paint the front door bright, bright, bright yellow. And they said, bright yellow? I mean, that's just going to look terrible. She said, well, here's the reason why. She said, you know, it's like it's no longer your home. So it gave the seller kind of a detachment of the home they knew that. And then the other thing is that everybody was going to remember their house because it had that bright, bright yellow door.
There you go.
That's right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about this morning how to sell your own home, and this is a free report, a lot of information that we're giving out today. And if you'd like this free report, you can just call 833 535-8081, extension 1017. No obligation. Just leave your address or email address. We'll get it to you. Don't have to talk to anybody. So again, that number is 833-535-8081, extension 1017. And one of the, so we were talking about how to remain objective during the showing of your home, mm-hmm. which is very hard to do. I mean, and that's why they say, you know, that the seller should leave a lot of times, because it's hard to remain objective, because people are going to say stuff or they're not going to say stuff because you're there. But when they do say stuff, sometimes it could be harmful, you know, like, and it's because it's an emotional thing for you. I mean, it's like the color of your wall is you picked it because that was a color that was created on a mm-hmm. watercolor art piece that one of your children did. And then somebody comes in and says, oh my gosh, that is the ugliest color wall I've ever seen. And, you know, I mean, the
and then all of a sudden you're mad. And then you're like, right. Leave my house. I don't even want you to buy it now.
Yeah. But it comes down to that it's no longer going to be your house, and they're going to do what you want them. And you want them to do that, because what the more that they do that, the more that you know that they're more interested in your home. So you have to be objective during the showing of your home. So if you can't be objective, it's better to have somebody else show your home than for you to show it.
Definitely.
The next thing that you want to do is pre-qualify your prospects. You want to make sure that, I mean, if you're doing an open house, obviously you're not going to be able to pre-qualify all the people that are coming through. But if there's anybody that wants to put an offer in, if there's anybody that wants to come at an oddball time or anything like that, you definitely want to make sure that they're qualified in order to do it, you know. And that's something that, you know, for the most part that you want to do. And sometimes it's hard to do because people don't always tell the truth. So you want to see something in writing is the mm-hmm. best way to do it, to make sure. Okay, the number seven thing is where we're at, is to negotiate effectively and knowledgeably to make sure it's not just all about the price. Is when you're going to sell your home. And when you go to sell your home, if you are doing it by owner, you got to definitely know what's going to end up in your pocket, not what the top line number is, because there are definitely expenses that you need to know about. So when you're negotiating, you know, knowledgeably and all of that kind of stuff, this is, again, can be emotional and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I would suggest that you have somebody help you with that, but that's something that you need to know. The number eight thing is to know your buyer. So sometimes negotiations are quick and it's like the buyer's just going to give you exactly what you're asking for. Doesn't mean that you asked for too little money. It just means that they just want to get it done and over with, and they're paying sticker price. It's like when you're going to buy a car, you know, it's like a lot of people like to go in and haggle. And then there's a few people that go in there and they just pay full price and everything mm-hmm. like that. Well, if they're coming in with that, doesn't mean that there's necessarily anything wrong, but you have to be able to read your buyer, because buyers and sellers both get tired of negotiations. It's like, you know, you can't go back and forth 10 or 15 times. That's just the name of the game.
No,
it wears and tears
everybody
on
out. And then a lot of stuff gets mixed in the match because when you're going back and forth with stuff like
times.
That. You know, you could miss something, a home warranty, a TV, like you said, washer, dryer, whatever, because you're going back and forth so many times.
Right.
And then when you get down to it, you're like, oh, my gosh, but I thought we negotiated this.
Yeah.
That might have been the four negotiations ago or something like that. So,
right.
No, it's really important.
Yeah.
You know,
it is. So you definitely need to know what it is. The number nine is don't move out before you sell. Now, what this means is that studies show that houses that have things in it are more difficult, are easier to sell than vacant homes. And I think that kind of depends on the buyer. But if you're moving on and your house is vacant, I don't think it's the end of the world. There are staging companies and different things that you can do with that. In today's world, we do a lot of virtual staging mm-hmm. in houses and that, which means that we have the professional photographers, and then they go in and they actually place furniture in there, and we can blow up posters and everything on there to that people can see what it would look like with furniture. And yep. sometimes that's best. I mean, I was just working with a buyer that they, if it had furniture in it, I mean, they really couldn't imagine it. They needed to have it vacant.
Yeah. It's very hard because I get the same thing. I mean, people are always like, oh, but it looks so small when they're empty. But then sometimes when you have the furniture in there, it just does just as much damage, in my opinion,
right.
Because then they're like, oh my gosh, you know, if this is a queen bed, that's definitely not going to fit my king, even though it will.
Yeah.
So it's really just the way that your eyes, I guess, perceive it, because, you know, they see it either too small or too big, whether it's empty or not.
Yeah. And then the number 10 reason on here is to know why you're selling and, you know, keep it to yourself. So, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to this of, you know, it's like when we know the circumstances of a sale, if you're moving to a bigger house and stuff like that, I mean, I would not necessarily keep that to myself. I would definitely tell them, hey, you know, it's like the family's just growing and we need to find a bigger place. I mean, most buyers are always asking that question, why is the seller selling? And sometimes when you withhold that information from them, they think something's wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
And they think something's wrong with the house. So, you know, there's times when you just really need to think about it and look at it and stuff like that. I mean, there's a house that, you know, we're bringing on the market now that, you know, the lady has been living there her whole life, and now she's, you know, getting up in age, and so she's going to live with their daughter. Okay, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the house at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the house has been, you know, great.
Perfect
and everything
for her this whole time, yeah,
and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, you know, looking forward to the new family that's going to move into there and all of that. And that's a win-win situation. It's not anything that's a bad situation with that. So when you do come to, you know, think about that, if you want to sell your home by owner, then that's just something that's definitely possible. And actually, we have signs that are for sale by owners that will actually give you an 800 number that people can call.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at work or something and you don't want to, you don't want to take those calls, I mean, we'll give you that number and you can get those messages and talk to those buyers and everything. And the only thing that we request with giving you the sign is that if it's somebody that isn't interested in your home and you've established that, then you give us the opportunity to work with those buyers. But we've got signs that we can give you that have an 800 number on there with your own extension that people can call and find out information on your home. And we can help you with, you know, crafting that message that you're going to have on there, too, that actually is those emotional words that are going to get people into your house. Because that's what you're really looking for, is that you want to get people into your house.
Looking at it and then loving it.
Exactly.
They want to come in. What do they say? Come in and look, love it, and buy it, or something like that, or make an offer, something like that. They have a little slogan.
Well, that's the bottom line. You want them to buy it.
Exactly. Yep.
So the thing is that the other thing that you need to do when you are selling your own home is you have to figure out how you're going to have access to that home.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you're probably not going to be available 24/7 whenever that person wants to see the house. And not that you have to be, but it's like there are buyers that you will lose if you don't have it easily accessible. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is one of my teammates, Danielle Pume from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've been talking today about how to sell your own home, and a free report that we have is 833-535-8081. 8081 extension 1017. You don't have to speak to anybody. You could just leave your address or email address and we'll send it right off to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081 extension 1017. So one of the things that you do have to consider when you are selling your home by owner is that you're probably going to get calls from realtors that have a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And when they bring them in there, you know, it's like, and you have to think about, you know, are you planning to compensate them for bringing somebody
in
there?
Yep.
And so you have to think about that in your pricing and know what you're talking about and all of those kinds of things when you're doing it. and you need to be as prepared as possible. You have to consider what it's going to cost you in not using somebody and in using somebody or something, you know, like that too. So, you know, it's like with us, for example, like we know that above other realtors, we're able to get you on an average house, probably about $6,000 more than the average realtor. So when you look at that, I mean, it's like, and if we get I should really do a check to see how much more we get than the typical for sale by owner does. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that, I mean, does it really save you money or does it cost you money to do it on your own? And, you know, for everybody, it's different. So you just really have to look at that and know and figure it out. And that's something that you need to consider. And then the last thing is that you need to make sure that you know when a buyer does make an offer for your home, how much is going to end up in your pocket. I mean, that's something I can't emphasize enough, because even if you don't have real estate commissions, there are still expenses that you're going to have. And sometimes people are blindsided by that they go, well, I didn't know I was going to have that much money, or that I was going to get that little money or whatever. And you definitely need to know that, you know, when it comes to play. And circumstances change, you know, with what's going on and all of that kind of thing, mm-hmm. in your life. And so you just need to know that all of the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and that you've got everything lined up. And so, you know, we just want to make sure. And so our little report helps people with that a little bit. And then the other thing is that, like I said before, is that we do have that free sign that's available for anybody that would want that as well. And so in order to do that, all you have to do is call at the office, which is 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And we're happy to get you that that free sign if you'd like it. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. And joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us again, our number is 407-566-2555. So I think that you've got some properties that mm-hmm. you wanted to talk about and everything, Danielle.
Yep, I sure do. Come across a few different ones. Well, one I know that we have a listing coming on. It's right in Maitland. Mm-hmm. 3 bedrooms, 2 bath. It's going to be priced under $250. Great location coming in. So that's going to be a good one that's coming on the market here soon. So that's going to be
great neighborhood too.
Great neighborhood. Yeah. Nice, yeah. Established, good school district and things like that. So it's going to be perfect for like the first time home buyer per se, or even, you know, maybe a move up home or something like that. So that one I think is going to be great. It's probably going to go fast because Maitland is a little bit sought after right now. As far as, you know, location, and then with the price point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's not a lot out there for a house, you know, for that square footage and for that size.
Well, and one of the things that it has is that it has terrazzo floors in most of the house, not 100% of it, but in a lot of the house, it has terrazzo floors. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, it's like we were talking about it because it's like those things are almost indestructible. And,
oh, yeah.
And they look good. I mean, you just have to polish them up and they look great. And so I was thinking, well, how come you can't find terrazzo anymore? And then sure as heck, I found that they have terrazzo. They have terrazzo tiles that you can buy now. But the floors that are just one solid floor, they're really nice. And mm-hmm. so those are there.
I had those when I was growing up, and that, like you said, indestructible for sure. And they're so pretty once you polish them up. I mean, they just have such nice character. But a couple other properties that I came across, one of them is actually in Winter Park. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage. It was built in 69. Square footage is about 1650. Taxes are pretty low, $2,600 a year. There's no HOA, Orange County. It's going for $249,900. However, prices in that area are going over about $330,000. Just for like that square footage and everything. It's solid opportunity. It does need some cosmetic stuff just to bring it up, because like I said, it was from 69, so some of it is still there. But it's on a cul-de-sac, it's fenced in backyard, nice landscaping, roof was done in 04. Really and truly, To rent it, you only really need maybe about $5,000 worth of rehab as far as like deep cleaning, touch-ups, and maybe doing like some type of landscaping in the front. But if you want to do a flip on it, you know, they're coming up with still about a $40,000 flip on it, which is replacing the carpet, laminate flooring throughout, probably could use it, updating the kitchen and the bathroom, stainless steel appliances, and then an inside and outside paint. But even then, I mean, even if you spent the 40 grand to do a flip on it, you're still under the threes and you could still turn a nice little profit on it. Or if you kept it as a rental, I mean, turnkey for that. I mean, you're just doing a little bit of cosmetics on it. And but it's a solid home right there. And like I said, I mean, it's right now it's off the market. So it's a really nice property. I think, again, that's going to go fast, kind of like our Maitland home is off the market as well. So I think that those two are going to be good. And then I did come across this other one, which is a total rehab. So it's probably going to be more for like a season flipper.
Yeah.
But the purchase price on this is $120. So again, a really nice price. But after the repairs, you know, you're easily going to be, you know, probably go for about $225,000. But it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-car. It's on a quarter of an acre lot. It's right there in the city of Castleberry. And I mean, really and truly, you're just needing to pretty much just gut the whole house, you know, again, probably kitchen and bathrooms, things like that. But it's definitely the lowest price there in the Seminole County. And that one, like I said, is listed at $119.
But and you don't find houses for that price.
For that price anymore. No. And like I said, even if you were to come in and if you rented it, rental on that market rent is about $1,350. So again, still, I mean, a good return on your investment. I mean, they're talking about 11% on that. And the what they're saying that you probably need $30,000 to $40,000 again, just on the rehab itself, but then to turn around and make it all back and then some on that property, I think is great. And that's Seminole County. So, I mean, you know, we got Castleberry, we got Maitland, you know, I'm talking about this one here, which is Sanford actually. No, I'm sorry, Castleberry, I already said that. So, I mean, just some good opportunities out there that aren't on the market yet. Usually when I'm finding these are, they usually take them off the market for about a week, it is, before they put them on, I should say. And then if they don't sell them, then they offer them on the MLS and things like that. So then it's more open. But with these here, these are great opportunities to get in the door.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, one of the things are, is there's always going to be properties that are off the market that are out there. And so that's one of the things that we definitely look for, because we're looking for opportunities where, you know, we're going where no one is, because that's where there's higher opportunities and everything. So we're going to use all the things that are out there, but then we're going to go and then
using our tool belt.
In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.